This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked the other day about these robot sex brothels in Houston, Texas. And I really didn't get to delve as deep into it because I got a little sidetracked with some of the funny aspects of it. But I want to talk a little bit more about it, put it into some context. So welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, if you may not remember, but some guy decided, hey, I'm gonna build these sex robots. Guys can come in and try them out. It's like $60 for 30 minutes, and you can buy these robots for $2,500. And my joke was that there's gonna be a proliferation of these. The rite of passage for young men will be the parents taking them to robot sex shops and saying, "Son, this is where you want to, you know, learn all about sexuality, etc." Not with real women, with robots. And they're going to be parents buying their kids these things when they reach certain ages and saying, hey, congratulations, here's your present, son. And guys are going to be happily taking them because of this Me Too movement. The Me Too, I don't know the motivation of people that make these things. I mean, you know, in the past, the interpersonal relationships of people, the dynamics of meeting somebody and finding out if they like you and the chemical, things that get released when you see persons for the first time and all that stuff, to me, is part of the human experience, the human condition, and shouldn't be duplicated by a robot. But I do understand people doing it. I really do. Because we've reached a point in our evolution that women have become such misandrous, haters of men, that men are going, we need an alternative. It's like looking for a new planet, right? If I can't exist on this planet, and you want me, what do? They demonize us. Men do this, they make more money, they do this. They complain about everything. So we say, I'll tell you what, how can we get somebody that won't complain? When you see the movie Terminator, the cyborgs, this is the reason. I mean, can you imagine a female cyborg that's not trying to kill you but can kill anybody else, and she's there to protect you and also love you, and she looks like that one in Terminator 3 or 4 or 15 or whatever it was. I remember her. That was a beautiful cyborg. I'll have one of those. You know what I mean? But, you know, it cracks me up, though. Here's what really the irony of all of this. Is that when we start talking about sexuality, and by the way, the mayor of Houston, a Democrat, black dude, he's mad. He's mad for one reason. He hasn't figured out how to tax it. He hasn't figured out how to penalize it. See, a sex robot, if you put a sex robot on a corner, what are you going to arrest her for? You're going to arrest her for prostitution. It's a vending machine. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this out. I don't want to get too far afield because I want to make a bigger point, but that was kind of funny. You know, is it a vending machine? Kind of a strange one. You know, you don't just put your coin in that one. Anyway, he says that the mayor says they're reviewing existing ordinances that may restrict or regulate such businesses, as well as looking to upgrade ordinances to cover these types of businesses. See, that's here's what they're telling you. We don't want you to come in. It's like choosing a lawn. What if your lawnmower? Think of this as a lawnmower shop. Okay? And the only difference, you got one that's a mechanical device. You know, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you, but let's say it is indeed a robot, okay? And it talks to you and you know, does whatever it's supposed to do. For all intents and purposes, it could be a lawnmower. And you walk into a lawnmower shop. Why do you need special ordinances? Well, they go, well, because it's family oriented. And here's exactly what Andrea Paul said, one of the people that's against this, an activist. She says, there are kids around here. It's a family oriented neighborhood. And I live right here and have to, you know, have that here is just gross. She says, now I don't know her politics, but And I happen to agree with her that I think that it's pretty uncouth to have it, okay? But I fully believe that this capitalist should be able to sell what he wants to sell, and it's not hurting anybody. In other words, I can pass by this robot, call it my robot shop, and leave it at that. It doesn't have to say robot sex brothel or whatever it is. It could just call it the robot shop. You know, you could restrict the naming of it so kids walking by wouldn't see it as something else. You could put it in a certain district if you wanted to. There's lots of things you can do, but they're looking for ways to penalize this guy because of the sexuality, the sexual nature. And this is the mayor. These are leftist mayors. But here's why I bring this up. They always tell you, we want to protect these kids. Now, these are the very same people that believe in NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association. These are the same people that believe that, you know, teachers can molest kids. They don't do much to stop these teachers from doing things to these kids. They don't stop these kids from being sexualized in school. They don't stop these kids from being sexualized in entertainment. I mean, we talked about Disney introducing lesbian relationships on their channel. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing per se, but they write them into the script in order to, in one case, lampoon the man because he was too stupid to recognize that Billy had two mothers, and then to glorify the lesbian relationship, which it's just a relationship. Whether it's one mom picks him up, another mom picks him up, you can figure it out. But no, it's got to be over the top. So when you look at who really sexualizes kids, don't bring up kids and tell me this is why you don't want this guy to have a shop. Because there's all kinds of things in Houston, Texas that are not kid-friendly. Believe me, I had an office there. I practically know where every strip club is because that's where clients want to go. And they're all over the place. All over. All the lingerie shops. For all intents and purposes, is this any worse than a Victoria's Secret? I mean, really, when you think about it, is it any worse? They're advertising the idea that you put on these really nice little negligees or whatever, and then, you know, you get with your man and whatever. Okay, I get it. You get it. They said, the business does not meet the definition of a sexually oriented business and requires simply an occupancy permit. So now the robot business is going to be there. And I'm going to tell you, I'd push it. I would push it and say, well, then I don't want that dude that makes model planes and, you know, whatever. A doll shop, as far as I'm concerned, if you sell mannequins, you need to come over to this spot. I want everybody restricted. And then they say, oh, it's about sexual predators and what if they make child robots and all this. And yeah, it's got lots of tentacles. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this guy sends me a note and it says, he teaches a mentoring. He's got a mentoring program, and he says he teaches these kids about, you know, being a person of your word. And, you know, and sometimes it means that you're going to have to sacrifice some things. And he says, Kevin, I use you as part of my teachings, and I was flattered. I'm overwhelmed. Now, I'm a flawed human being in many aspects of life, many, many. But what when it comes to, in other words, what I say about this is the way life is supposed to be. You know, in other words, you want to stand up for something, stand up for it. And I believe that, and I don't know, sometimes I think sometimes we take the greater good, even though it may be something that impacts you. I don't know how to put it and make it sound right, but here's my point. The bigger picture sometimes can outweigh anything you believe, that impacts you personally. And the bigger picture for me with respect to this women's movement thing and this Me Too crap, is that it's hurting bad people, and it's doing it intentionally. These people are doing this for all the wrong reasons. And so if this guy wants to use me as the basis of integrity based on the fact that I could have probably kept my job at Fox had I said the right things or done the right things, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it, and come what may, then he can. But there are other aspects of your of people's lives that you go, well, I'm failed here, I'm failed there. And what we have to recognize as conservatives is that that is the human condition. But in this respect, absolutely. So I'm flattered that he would do that. The Democrats' lie machine needs a new engine. Man, that thing needs an overhaul about once a day, if they can even keep it running. And then sometimes it just gets to the point where they go, we got to replace it. And so they do. They replace it, whether, oh, the lie is Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians. Oh, the lie is Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, the lie is Jared Kushner, he's involved. Oh, the lie is Ivanka is involved and this is what she's doing and she's running the White House. Then, oh, the lie is, no, it's a Manafort and he's got something on him. Then the lie is, oh, Cohen's going to bring him down because he's got a connection. Then the lie is, no, it's no witch hunt, even though Mueller hires nothing but for people that love Hillary Clinton, that donated to Hillary Clinton. Oh, the lie is Manafort has nothing to do with the uranium deal when he's the person that delivered it. And it's all incestuous in the whole thing. It's just, it is such a scummy, nasty place. The people that live in D.C. don't even recognize the smell anymore. I want you to imagine being in a room full of crap, you know, feces and whatever. And it's to the point where to you, it smells like fresh air. You go outside and go, ooh, what's that smell? Somebody goes, that's fresh air. Ooh, gosh. Well, really? Does everybody have to smell that stuff? Because you're so used to the toxicity of your own the stuff that they spew, and you know what that is. Excrement. Yeah, will that get me fired if I say excrement? But, you know, it's just a nasty place. And the Democrats are just digging a deeper hole. I mean, maybe we'll go into a little bit of the polling here in a bit. But they said the top Democrat on the White House Judiciary Committee wants to see the FBI reopen his case. And this is, of course, Feinstein. And here's what she says. Given the seriousness of the allegations before the Senate, I'm writing to request that you provide the Senate Judiciary Committee with a copy of the written directive by the White House to the FBI. And you know what Donald Trump said? Investigate it. To whatever need that you feel like as an agency you need to do it. Go for it. Nothing to hide. What's this got to do with him? Donald Trump believes in his candidate. I would venture to say you do as well. And I don't know how you feel. I don't have one iota of taint on Brett Kavanaugh. I don't. In fact, I have a little bit more respect for him. Not in the whole, you know, being upset about them chasing, you know, going after him. He's entitled to that. I'm saying the fact that the guy goes, yeah, I like beer. I like beer a lot. You know, and I bet he's the type of guy that brews beers. He can tell you, you know, if it's too hoppy, what the IPA is, you know, and all that. He can give you the song and dance. I have a friend like him. Brews his own beer, and he'll talk about it like it's a baby. Yeah, Kevin, I was making this lager the other night, and you've got to let it stew, and you've got to do this and that. And I'm like, dude, you got some or not? I mean, you know, I don't need to go through the play-by-play. You know, it's very simple. But no, he's into it. And I think that's so cool. Because Brett Kavanaugh has built an amazing career, enjoying a nice brew from time to time. You think he's a stinking drunk? I know functional alcoholics. I do. I've seen him work. I don't think he could do it at his level, but I don't know. Maybe it's possible. Maybe the Democrats are on to something. But I'll tell you this, with the legislation and the things that go on in D.C., there have got to be a lot of drunks and drug addicts in the D.C. for the stuff that we get. So, you know, welcome to the party, Brett. Really? Justice, what's her name? Ginsburg. She can't even stay awake. I mean, it may not be drug induced or, you know, whatever, but driving while asleep, that's just as bad as driving while drunk, right? I mean, wow. I don't think Kavanaugh has a drinking problem. I think he overplayed the I like beer, but he likes beer. And he's kind of goofy. The seriousness of these allegations. I want to know what the White House said. So then they tell you, hey, we said investigate to your fullest extent. Then she says this. This has always been the ploy. In addition, if the FBI requests any expansion beyond the initial directive, please provide the names of additional witnesses or evidence. So, you know, give us what you find out. And what if they find out nothing? Now, let's play this. Let's take this to its logical conclusion. The FBI comes back and they go, nothing to see here. Brett Kavanaugh's a stand-up guy. You didn't take long enough. How could you determine that? Remember when Comey looked over Hillary's, not Hillary's, Dr. Danger there, Wiener's emails. How many was it? Like 65,000. It was a crazy amount of emails. They looked at them for a week. It took them a year and a half to look over Hillary's 33,000. But in a week, they looked over Anthony Wiener's, you know, tens of thousands of emails, came back and said, there's nothing new here. And people are going, wait a minute, how could you possibly have reviewed that many emails to look at them for? Do they have classified information, blah, blah, blah? Nope, nothing to see. But now, well, if they end this in a week, it should have gone on for a year. Didn't we say that of Wiener's emails? How could you? And by the way, rightfully so, this nonsense could be over in a day. They say they have up to a week to complete a supplemental background probe into the sexual misconduct accusations. The Bureau has reportedly targeted four people in question, the same people that they've been talking about for the better, for whatever length of time since the Democrats hid all this and then leaked it. And so what are they going to find out? Here's what I would ask. I would ask, look, does Christine, when she was Christine Blasey, did she have a reputation for being, you know, involved in pretty high sexual activity things? Yeah. Was she known for this type of sexual behavior? I mean, I wouldn't just make this about Kavanaugh. I'd want to know a little bit more about it. You know, how do we lead up to this? I think America deserves to know. Be careful, Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The United States is officially terminating a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today from the State Department.
This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
Brian Brenberg is chairman of King's College. He has another reason possibly why Amazon may have raised their minimum wage.
Amazon wants to automate its operations. It's trying to get a lot of people out of its processes. Its competitors aren't doing that to the same degree. So they know this is going to hurt their competitors if there's a higher minimum wage more than it hurts them. So it's not all altruism here. Jeff Bezos is playing some pretty hardball strategy when it comes to the minimum wage.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are looking at a farce with this Christine Blasey Ford. And it's the Democrats think of you as being so stupid that they can say whatever they want and you'll fall for it. They've drilled in. She's Professor Ford. They do that for a reason. It's to make you feel, oh, she's not just an ordinary woman. She's a professor. They've drilled in this very credible, highly credible witness. They've said things like these very heinous allegations or whatever. You know, they reinforce this language that makes you go, oh, God, the seriousness of this. And then when you stop and think about it, you go, wait a minute. This is, at worst, this is 15 to 17 year old high school student shenanigans where no rape actually occurred. Drunken shenanigans on everybody's part. Now, there are people who go, well, Kevin, it doesn't matter if she was drunk. He never should have gotten on top of her, put his name. Yeah, I would agree with you. But let me tell you something. If that's the worst thing that happened to you in high school, congratulations. You know how many of my friends, the minute that they saw the story, women started, yeah, Kevin, I was at a party once. We were all drinking. This is a true story. Lady, she sent me this. She says, and she goes, I was in my swimsuit. And she goes, and somebody made the comment. She goes, I was 14 years old. Somebody made the comment to her at the party. That's a heck of a body for a 14-year-old. She says she goes downstairs, uses the bathroom in the basement. And there was a boy who was maybe 16 or 17, and he, like, put his finger, her comment was, he put his finger inside of my swimsuit. That's what she said. She goes, and that's all that happened. She goes, I was, you know, shaken by it, but she goes, learned an important lesson. You know, just, I'm not, you know, putting myself in that situation, blah, blah, blah. Nothing happened. She wasn't. I mean, beyond that, whatever you declare that is, because I'm not going to put a definition on it. But for me, that, you know, the way she described it, that's stupid activities of boys and girls in high school. And she did nothing. I want to be very clear. He was wrong to do what he did. But if that's the worst that happened in school for her, feel lucky. And I'm not trying to say boys do far worse or whatever. What I'm saying is there are many, many worse things that could happen. And it isn't just physical. There are many things that could happen with your grades or, you know, some run-in with a teacher. Who knows? But it life gives you lessons all the time. And I remember, I think my response back to her was, I'm really sorry that happened to you, because no girl should have to have that type of a lesson. But here's what I will tell you. What did it make you more circumspect about in life? That incident probably saved her from the naivete of believing that everything's cool, drink what you want, everybody's good, it's kumbaya. It isn't that way. Maybe that stopped her from going to a party and being viciously gang raped because she knew to keep her guard up at that point. What is the lesson? But, you know, with Blasey Ford and her lies, you know, I don't need to go into that. It's just they're lies is what they are. And she could have, if it had happened, and I don't think it happened at all. But if it did, she could easily say, you know what, I learned my lesson that day. I do not drink. I didn't go to parties like that anymore. I make sure that all my girlfriends are protected and so on and so forth. There's no lesson to be learned here. She hasn't even talked about it. She didn't even protect her friend. That's there. Did you call and tell your friend Leland to get out of there and go do whatever? Come on, Leland, we're out of here. No. Tell me that that's not what some, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what the victims of people, of things like that do. I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. If I go to a party and they don't like black people and I go downstairs and I have to fight my way out of the party and I got another buddy there who's black and he's sitting upstairs going, you know, what's going on? And I beat up everybody in the basement. I'm not just going to leave the party. I'm going to grab my bro and go, dude, we got to go. Now, that's what I would do. So speaking only for myself, that's what should happen. I want to go back here. I want to go through this litany of nonsense, though, because a guy named Tom Giovanetti on Twitter, he walked us through it. He says, let's just look at this. Woman walks into a police station. I'd like to report a sexual assault. Officer says, okay, tell me about it. When did it happen? Excuse me. Woman says, I don't know. It was 35 years ago. Officer goes, okay, well, where did it happen? Woman, I don't know. Officer, how did you get there onto the scene? I don't know. Officer, how did you get out and get home? You know, get back to safety? I don't know. Officer, did you report it back then? The woman, no. Officer, did you tell anybody about it at the time? Woman, no. I waited 30 years. To tell somebody about it. Officer, you didn't even tell your husband about it before then. Woman, no. I waited 30 years to tell anybody about it. Officer, were there any witnesses? Yes. There were four witnesses, and here are their names. Time goes by. Officer, we've spoken to all four of the witnesses, and all four deny the event. Several deny even being there. They signed sworn statements under penalty of felony. Woman, well, they're all drunk or they're troubled. Officer, why is it that you can't remember any of the details? Woman, trauma. Officer, well, who did it? Woman, Brett Kavanaugh. 100% it was Brett Kavanaugh. Officer, how can you be certain it was Brett Kavanaugh? Woman, trauma. Oh, and I took a polygraph. Officer, who paid for the polygraph? I don't know. Officer, would you come to D.C. to tell your story to Congress? Woman, no, I'm afraid of flying. Officer, how did you get there today, get here today? I flew. I fly all the time. I love travel. Officer, when did you decide to go public with this? Woman, a few days ago. Officer, when did your employer scrub your bio and when did your high school yearbooks all mysteriously disappear from the internet? Woman, weeks ago. Officer, I've had an experienced sex crime prosecutor from Arizona review all your materials. She says no reasonable prosecutor would pursue your case. It's less than a he said, she said matter because your witnesses actually refute you. Woman, but Safeway. I don't even know what that means. Officer, do you understand that this adds up to a highly suspect and possibly demented accusation against a person held in high esteem throughout his career who already underwent six FBI background checks? Woman, Safeway. I'm not sure what that means. Does anybody know the reference to Safeway? You guys know the reference to Safeway? I don't know what that is. Officer, given that you can't even remember major details about this traumatic event in your life, Do you even know what memory is? Woman, epinephrine codes memories into the hippocampus, and so the trauma-related experience is locked there, whereas other details kind of drift. Okay, so you do actually know some things. Why can't you remember the most basic details about this event? Woman, Safeway. I guess that's her safe word. Mark Judge went pale. Senator Hirono leaked my letter to the media. Oopsies. And Coach Baby Girl voice sounds ridiculous for a 50-year-old woman. Officer, we've checked, and the Safeway you keep going on about wasn't even built until 1986. Okay, so that's what Safeway's about. You said that the incident happened in 1982. Woman keeps looking over at Democratic committee staffers. Officer, oh, and the first cell phone wasn't invented until several years after the alleged incident and cost $5,000. Dr. Ford, did you have a $5,000 cell phone 4 years before it was invented? Woman, Senator Hirono? Officer, I can only conclude that Judge Kavanaugh should be investigated by the FBI for a seventh time. Woman, doubles down on baby girl voice, smiles at Senator Hirono. Squee. Officer, did you say squee? Woman, never mind. I got what I wanted. Checks GoFundMe accounts. In parentheses. Woman, texting husband. Honey, I've looked at the GoFundMe balances, and now we can have as many front doors in my house as we want. Lady Justice catches the last train for the coast. Objective morals values calls out the Lady Justice. Hey, wait for me. Don't leave me here alone. And what was funny about it is he ends it by saying, the woman calls husband. Honey, I'm headed to the airport. Husband, you can quit with that stupid voice now. Great reenactment of the play that we just witnessed with these clowns in the Senate. Look, if you're a Democrat and you can watch that and you can feel comfort in that, you got a brother. You certainly have a father, whether you like him or not, but you might have a brother, an uncle you respect, a good friend, some male friend that bailed you out of a situation or helped you out. That's what you want for him or for that male friend? That's the future you want for the boys of the world? What? Look, men work all our lives to get women more, to do more for them. Conservative men do. And I would never stand for this if a woman was going through.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Democrats tried to stack the deck against Judge Kavanaugh. They tried to stack the deck against Donald Trump using the FBI, and they're doing the same thing with Kavanaugh. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I've been talking about this Kavanaugh situation. We will be until he is finally confirmed. And there are many of you wondering, is he going to be confirmed? I'll tell you, Vegas says he will, but I'll get to that in a bit. Let's talk about why these witch hunts start, why this one won't be successful. But let me just tell you something that you probably already know. you don't spend a lot of time in D.C. unless you live there or around the Beltway and you got a federal government job. You are out there in every day, everywhere America, outside of the bubble. And inside of that bubble, it is one incestuous cesspool. I want you to picture Sodom and Gomorrah, except for pigs. I'm talking about, if you've ever raised pigs, you know what pigs do? Pigs wallow around in their in the mud, and their inside of that mud is their feces. And they love to waller in it. I don't know why, because that's what pigs do. And you go there, and it has a distinctive odor. A pig farm is a very different smell than a horse farm or than a goat farm or than a cow farm. It's very different. And they all can smell bad because, you know, animals just, they poop in the woods. But pigs has a distinctive odor and a waller, and you know it. You can smell it. I don't know whether it protects their skin. They have very sensitive skin. But D.C. is that times a thousand. And the city has been repugnant for so long that the bureaucrats don't even smell the stench. They become immune to it. What do they call it? Nose something. They got a term, like nose death. You know, no, not smell, you know what I mean? But you can no longer smell. It's like if you walk around funky enough in your own body, you get to the point where you just go, I don't even smell it. I hearken back to the days when people took one bath every 30 days. Let me tell you something. I'm in full disclosure. If I take one bath every 30 days, you won't want to be around me. If I don't take a bath in 5 days, you're going, Kev, yo, why you gonna be offensive? It's ugly. And the older I get, the worse it is. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it. Y'all are young. But my audience, am I right? Or is this just something about me? But the older I get, and pretty soon, let me put it this way, I'm going to have to bathe every 2 hours. Because it gets ugly. Within a day, my grandmother, she used to say, boy, you ripe. Has your parent ever used that on you? Like, you're ripe? I think it's an old term. I don't think you guys know what it is. But my grandmother would, when you got stinky, my grandmother would go, Kev, you getting ripe, boy, go take a bath. You know, and it would be because we'd gone out in the woods and maybe it was colder, so we were out there camping maybe 2 or 3 days. And, you know, if you camp in the summer, you'll bathe in the water. But when you camp in the winter, you can't do that. Well, I mean, you can if you're a real Iron Man, but I'm not. I can't stand the cold. So one time I took some guys hunting, and we were out there about 4 days, maybe 5 days, and I got sick and, very meager accommodations. I mean, they were nice, but the water was super cold in the shower. I don't remember all the details, but I didn't shower for like 5 days. And I rode back, and I got the flu too while I was there. I was in the back seat on the floor, and, I just remember smelling myself. And you know you're stinky when you smell yourself. Woo! It's ugly. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the repugnance of the Democrats. The connection between all the leftists determined to rid America of its best citizens, the conservatives. When we get together, look, don't misunderstand me. I want to hire people that I know that have worked for this person, that person, et cetera, et cetera. It's easy to say that's what I want to do with with these folks. And, in terms of, I want to be around the same type of people that I'm around is what I'm saying. I know my producers are looking like, you're not clear, being clear. Okay, am I clear? So I understand if somebody would say, well, Kevin did an investigation and he hired, his brother and his cousin and this person that he worked with, this person that he went to college with. I get it. But in D.C., you would think if you're going to put together an investigation, you could find, I'm speaking of Mueller, you could find somebody that didn't donate to Hillary Clinton. You would think that the deep state guys and the swamp rat FBI people and all that could have something that where you at least feel like there was a modicum of fairness. But you don't. So anyway, here was what it was tweeted. It was a bombshell tweet at the time, and it says, Christine Blasey Ford's brother worked with Peter Strzok's sister-in-law at Exelis, a U.S. defense intelligence contractor. Jill Strzok is Peter Strzok's sister-in-law. Jill Strzok works with Thomas Blasey. Thomas Blasey is Christine Ford's brother. Now, you know, when you start talking about, well, he's a friend of my buddy that used to work at that place, it can get a little convoluted. But a lot of this is not coincidence when you think about it going farther. You know, like, how did Ford choose her lawyer? Well, Feinstein recommended the lawyer. And it turns out that the lawyer is a member of the Stop Trump or the Resistance Movement, Never Trump, etc. Here's what Miller said to her when she was asking her about this. She said, just a couple of cleanup questions. First of all, which of your two lawyers the Senator Feinstein's office recommend? Ford, the Katz. Miller, I'm sorry, the Katz firm. Now, this is not just collusion. It's an all-out assault on an innocent man by Democrats, and it's a planned attack, and it began with the leak. Now, President Trump pulled no punches when he mocked Feinstein's answer about leaking information that Ford had asked be kept confidential.
Releases and leaks, and then they say, oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Remember? Diane Feinstein, did you? Remember her answer. Did you leak the document? What? Wait 1 minute. Did we leak? No, we didn't leak. I'll tell you what, that was really bad body language. Who knows? Maybe she didn't, but that was the worst body language I've ever seen. The entire nation has witnessed the shameless conduct of the Democrat Party. They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way. They don't care how they get it. You see it happening before your eyes. I think it's actually an incredible thing that's happening. And I just hope you don't sit home, because bad things will happen if you sit home.
I love it when Trump goes off the teleprompter. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Making fun of leftists, showcasing their ignorance, showcasing their nature, their true nature. It's horrible, horrible people. But anyway, I want to go back to talking about this thing. This is, you know, this planned attack. It was, so he talked about the leak, and this is how the game gets played in D.C., a partisan woman who wanted to see Kavanaugh taken down at all cost. The idea had been proposed via social media, and Democrats know that proving a negative is next to impossible. Somebody, you know, went, so Kevin, when did you stop beating your wife? You know, you know, that's the way they answer the question, ask you questions. And particularly it's tough when it's a 36-year-old lie. Well, once the plot was in motion, Ford sent that letter to Feinstein's office, and Feinstein sat on that information. Intentionally. She was coaching the liar, then eventually helps the liar get legal representation. Let her down as a lamb to slaughter. Now, the firm selected as one of the principals hated Trump, hates conservatives, hates Americans. If you connected the dot on the genealogy chart of this thing, we'd find everybody in the tree to be kinfolks. The fact is, when it comes to the family tree of leftists, Democrats are more inbred than any hillbilly you've ever met. And as for those willing to do conservatives harm, Democrats are only 2 degrees of separation from each other at best. It's the inbreeding that has caused them to have dementia and a host of other mental illnesses from which most Democrats suffer. You only need to look at the Mueller farce for another indication of inbred derangement at play. The connections to each other, Hillary Clinton, the Obama administration, the FBI, the media, you know, it startles even the most naive among us that they could get away with this. They either went to school together, they worked together in previous jobs and married to one another, or screwing each other on the side.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.